Prospectors say Pebble Mine would take advantage of the largest undeveloped deposit of gold, copper, and molybdenum in the world. Its value is estimated at up to $500 billion. But its location in a roadless area of southwest Alaska is also one of the world's richest breeding grounds for salmon. The system of rivers that feed into Bristol Bay sees the return of millions of them every year.
It's a miracle to behold. I've seen the salmon create a wall in the water because they come in with such force.
That's Melanie Brown, an Alaska native and commercial fisherman, who says she spent every summer of her life in Bristol Bay. She's part of the PR Roadshow that starts in Seattle and will travel to six cities over the next 2 weeks. Brown says the potential for catastrophic pollution from the proposed mine is too great a risk to take because it could knock out the salmon runs.
Whether we have a direct line to it, like I do, or whether you're a salmon consumer who purchases it from a distance, it's an amazing resource, and I believe that we're all connected to it.
Joining her on the tour is Seattle resident Ben Blakey, who says his family's fish processing company, Snowpack, depends entirely on the Bristol Bay salmon runs, as do several other local processors. And he says there are close to 1,000 Bristol Bay fishermen based in Washington.
And those are just permit holders. Each one of those permit holders employs crew members, and they rely on mechanics, and they order parts from fishery supply here in Seattle.
An Alaska-based group called The Truth About Pebble has called for boycotts on companies supporting the Save Bristol Bay campaign. They say the fishing industry is no longer sufficient to support a family in Alaska, and many in the region have sold their commercial fishing permits to survive. Aside from high-paying jobs, they also say the mining operations could bring benefits such as low-cost power and improved infrastructure to Bristol Bay. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.